Good morning to you, precious one. It's another time to bring you God's word. In the previous podcast, I shared with you on a message what our gospel tract, and I said that a gospel tract is a piece of writing on a paper purposely to win souls into the kingdom of God. Today we are looking at the message, how effective our gospel tracts. In Hebrews the chapter number 4 verse 12, the Bible says that for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. For the word of God, so whether the spoken or the written word of God, the Bible says that it is alive and active. And so if a gospel tract contains the word of God, then it is alive and active. Therefore, do not allow anybody to deceive you or to make you feel that sharing a gospel tract is not effective. Because if it is not effective, it is not the gospel. In Romans the chapter number 1 verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation." The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the gospel tract is the power of God unto salvation. It means that a gospel tract in the hands of the third person of the Godhead, Allos Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, has the authority to snatch souls from the jaws of the enemy. It means what we have. God is capable of using everything we have as an evangelistic tool to glorify himself. In John the chapter number 6 verse 63, the Bible says, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh account for nothing." It said, "The words that I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and their life." Words are spirit, and the written word of God is as powerful as the spoken word of God. And so the written word of God is also spirit and their life. So whenever people read a gospel tract, what happens is that the Spirit of God transforms the letter. It brings a fresh revelation into their hearts. And the Bible says that that word judges their attitudes and judges their thoughts. And I want you to understand that there is power in gospel tracts, because it is not the eloquence of human words that produces result. It is not literary prowess that produces salvation, but it is the power of the Spirit that produces salvation. It is the power of God unto salvation. And so God is doing something in our days, and if only we will humble ourselves to align our thoughts to what God is doing, we will see greater results in our evangelistic efforts. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He preached the gospel, and the Bible said that 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus. The Bible said that the word that Peter spoke pricked their hearts. It was the result of the Spirit in action. And so whenever we share a gospel tract, the Spirit of God goes into action and helps us to produce the result that we want. The Bible said the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we are not going to restrict the gospel. We are going to preach it, because it is the power of God unto salvation. So precious one, sharing gospel tracts are very effective in our evangelistic effort. It is one of the weapons